Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to Joy News Desk. We're coming to you live from our studios in Kokomlimi. Coming up this morning, Supreme Court to hear case filed by Roxanne Dafiamekpo to halt the approval of President Akufo-Addo's nominees. We are live at the Apex Court as the NDC accuses the Chief Justice of a ploy to fast-track the determination of that suit to enable the President to shelve the crucial anti-gay bill passed by Parliament. Also this morning, members of Locked Up Investment Holders Forum are protesting today at the Bank of Ghana premises over what they describe as negligence and lack of action to help retrieve their funds. We are live at the Central Bank for more. Plus, colleague Lotte Municipal Assembly to prosecute offenders of open defecation and garbage dumping near Independence Square. More as it rolls out more preventive measures in response to Joynice's revelations in our filth exhibition series. My name is Aishi Rahim. Do stay for details. The Deputy Chief Executive in charge of Operations and Engineering Services at the Volta River Authority, Engineer Edward Obinkenzo, has challenged the authority and its stakeholders to be ready to address key questions arising from its management of the flood disaster that followed the spillage of the Akonsombo Dam last year. According to him, acknowledging the shortcomings and success is the only means to enhancing the authority's emergency preparedness and responsiveness for improved management of future disasters. Engineer Kenzo was speaking at the opening session of a three-day technical forum organized by the National Disaster Management Organization to review actions and inactions taken before, during and after the disaster. My colleague Carlos Coloni was at the forum in Bato in the Volta region and filed this report.
The three-day after-action review of response to flooding due to the spillage of excess water from the Akonsombo Dam, organized by the National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO, in collaboration with the Volta River Authority, the VRA, brought together key stakeholders from affected districts. Explaining the importance of the technical review session, the Deputy NADMO Coordinator, Seji Saji, said the review would help develop a comprehensive blueprint on what happened for improved management of disasters in the future.
We need to sit down as a group, to sit down and evaluate and assess what actually happened? How did we manage it? What are the things we did right? What are the things that we couldn't do well? How do we fix it? So that we document this, so that in the unlikely event that any situation befalls us again, we have a guide to follow. We actually started with the VRA presenting to us what actually happened from their end, because that is where this whole thing started from. So you heard the issues of the forecast in anticipation of what volumes of water that was going to come into the reservoir in 2023. Then when the forecast change along the line. And the forecast changing, it is not VRA that generates the forecast. Ghana Meteorological Service, they have other the hydrology people, and they have other international agencies also that give them the forecast.
The Deputy Chief Executive in charge of operations and engineering services at the VRA, Engineer Edward Obinkenzo, has however challenged the authority and its stakeholders to be ready to honestly acknowledge both its successes and shortcomings in how the disaster was managed.
We must be willing to acknowledge both our successes and our shortcomings, as this is the only way we can truly learn and grow from the experience. One key aspect of this after-action review is to examine the effectiveness of our emergency response protocols and procedures. Were there any challenges or bottlenecks that hindered our abilities to mobilize resources and coordinate the response effort? That would be one question that we should ask ourselves. What worked well and what areas require improvement? These are questions that we must address with honesty and a commitment to change.
Some participants believe the after review is important to help reshape public perception about what really led to the disaster.
We all had misconceptions with conspiracy theories flying left, right, center, you know. Today the issues are clearer. What it means is that the disaster was almost unavoidable. Could it have been managed better? Yes. In terms of like logistics, how the people were to be evacuated to the safe havens and all that, that could have been handled better. But the disaster per se was not that's avoidable, like we are all learning today. It wasn't deliberate. From what we are learning today, from all the presentations we've seen so far, it was not deliberate. I don't think they meant to do us harm.
Stakeholders believe the final report will be reached and be factored into the final white paper expected to be made public by the Interministerial Committee. Reporting from Bato in the Volta region, my name is Carlos Kaloni.
Months after laying low, members of Locked Up Investment Holders Forum have declared a one-month protest against the Bank of Ghana starting today over what they describe as negligence and lack of action to help retrieve their funds. The group, which is made up of customers whose investments have been locked up with credit unions, pension funds, trust funds, provident funds and insurance companies, first petitioned the Bank of Ghana over the situation in May 2023, asking the central bank to intervene. They called on the BOG to, among other things, step in to settle the deposit and investments of customers of the affected institutions. But after a series of correspondence between the BOG over the period, the group says the central bank has not demonstrated enough faith in resolving the matter. My colleague James Averji is at the Bank of Ghana. He joins us with more. Averji, what can you report from the Bank of Ghana premises?
Well, Aisha, the protest has started now. In about some 10 minutes ago, we started the march. It's actually not a sit-down protest as we saw during the pensional bondholders era. This particular one is actually a street march. So we started that not long ago from the NDK Financial Office the Accra Sports Stadium on the John Evans Atlantic High Street heading towards the Bank of Ghana, where leadership of the group will be meeting, presenting their petition to the BOG, as well as they said that they will be having some time with Governor of the Bank of Ghana. So we are currently on the John Evans Atamels High Street around the National Lottery Authority area. That's where we are right now. Let's have a quick chat with some of the demonstrators to clearly understand what their personal stories are as far as this contest is concerned. We know that they are attacked across people who have saved with some microfinance savings and loan companies as well as financial houses, ranging from even church corporate entities. And so they are on the streets now, about tens of them. I could count about some 20 police personnel also trying to ensure their safety on the road. I have one of the protesters here with me. Daddy, good morning. Thank you, and thank you for joining us on Joy News. Can you tell us who you are?
All right, so that's James Averji, who's monitoring that protest for us. As and when we get him back, we'll bring you more from the Bank of Ghana. Right now, Minister for Works and Housing, Gojo Opon-Nkrumah, has embarked on a comprehensive tour of affordable housing sites in the Greater Accra region, vowing to expedite the completion of all the projects. The pledge comes amidst growing concerns over the accessibility of the housing units. The minister has also promised to implement market mechanisms that will ensure ordinary Ghanaian citizens have fair access to these affordable housing units.
Five out of the six affordable housing sites visited by the minister and his team are nearing various stages of completion, signaling significant strides in addressing the nation's housing needs. Notably, the Kwon and Tema Community 22 housing units are in the final phases of construction, boosting a combined total of approximately 1,007 single-bedroom units and 508 single- and two-bedroom units. Kujo Opon-Nkrumah has assured citizens of equal access to these housing units, reaffirming the government's commitment to promoting social equity and inclusivity.
Between 2020 and now, doing 1,072 units, I think it's a significant achievement. 1,000 units of housing between 2020 and now is a significant achievement. Number two, as I mentioned earlier during the technical briefing, we have to quickly complete the necessary processes so that within the next about 5-6 weeks, we can commence work on the phase four, which will add to this 1,072 and bring us close to about 1,900. We have a housing deficit of about 1.8 million units across the country. So we have to run as quickly as we can to try and close it, because basic human needs, shelter is a basic human need. And government is committed to doing all it can to support for that to happen. Our strategy is to support master developers like you to do bigger projects. On the supply side, we are also looking to work with master developers like you to reduce your cost of development. Also have to put in place market mechanisms to ensure that it's really the people who qualify, who get access to this. We don't want a situation where we do all of this, then the same rich people come and buy it and start renting it out to poor people at higher rates. And so as we do this, expect that we will take an interest in how the market is managed so that we don't have the same old rich people buy it and then now rent it at exorbitant fees to the middle class.
Additionally, the Tessano Security Services housing units are set to be completed by June this year to cater for the housing needs of various security services. Meanwhile, the redevelopment of government bungalows at Latabio Kwashi has reached 48% completion.
We've been having these site visits and site meetings around about 10,000 units of property that are under development in various stages. You remember that in the TDC Affordable Housing Enclave, we've already done over 1,072, and we're just about to start work on the phase four, which is about 800. In Committee 22, we've already done 300 and something, heading to about 400, and then they are going to start the next phase, which brings it to about 600. In Pokwase, the units that are supposed to be under development are up to about 8,000. They are behind schedule. Tessano, we've got about 320 that are almost completed. Here, between these two projects here, we've got about 100. We gave away two old government bungalows and got about 64 new properties in return. And here as well, another two bungalows given away, being redeveloped into about 48 units. So by the time all of this is complete, the projects that we have inspected in parts of Accra alone, and this is not all the work we are doing in Accra, this is just about, may I say, a third of the work we are doing in Accra, this should give us about 10,000 units plus.
The minister says he will ensure a swift completion of all phases of the housing units. Rejoice Semifakwesi's report for Joy News.
The Kolekolote Municipal Assembly is set to prosecute individuals engaged in open defecation and garbage dumping on a piece of land between the Independence Square and the Asomdwoe Park, which is the burial site of former President John Evans Atta Mills. In an interview with Maxwell Agbagba, the Municipal Chief Executive, Samuel James Nia J. Taria, announced the Assembly is collaborating with the Ghana Tourism Authority to revamp the area and put an end to this troubling practice. We'll hear from the MC shortly, but first, Maxwell Agbagba's report for our filth exhibition series, which highlighted the alarming situation.
The Independence Square and the Independence Arch, a reminder of Ghana's freedom from her colonial masters. Right beside it is the piece of land which also serves as a reminder to some unpatriotic citizens of their freedom. Freedom to openly defecate and dump their garbage.
Ghana, we now have freedom. Ghana, land of freedom. Toils of the brave.
It seems the authorities have found the perfect spot for a sit-down protest against waste management. Or perhaps it is the city authorities' way of saying, Happy Independence Day. Enjoy the sights and smell. Right here, we confronted a man who had just finished defecating on this hallowed ground.
So why were you defecating here?
Through the defecating is that low land, they've been sitting there for a long time. And it was like baller, the rubbish dump. Some people are sitting in this water. But me, I know that some are using it to wash. I will not do that.
Why were you defecating?
Defecating here, if you are defecating here, those who are living around here, they will not call it to be a crime because it's a lowland. And very soon, you will see people who bring this in. It was even deep down. Because of the rubbish dump, you see that it is filling.
Do you think it's bad, especially because this place is very close to the Independence Square, and just right behind the walls of the Independence Square, you are defecating? You don't think it's wrong?
I know that it's wrong, but here like this, it's very, very wrong. I know that here too is not right. In case they are to do here, clear here, no, it's not right. Yeah. But the way it was bush, if you are here, no one will call it to be a crime. Okay. That's why we are shitting there. Yeah, so that's why we are defecating there. But here, if you see a person shitting here, you know that person is not normal.
For citizens who come here, it is to celebrate our nation's freedom. But what about our freedom from this mess? Perhaps city authorities want to give tourists and patrons a 360 independence celebration. After watching the display and exhibition of our culture and all that we stand for at the Black Star Square, you can come here for a part two, this time a filth exhibition. Chata Winfred Annan is a resident.
Immediately when they removed the presidency from the Usu Castle to the Jubilee House, that is fine. Immediately they could have brought the national security people to the Kiro Usu Castle so that they can keep this place clean. But now, see, if you see the rubbish and where the people go to toilet here, it's very bad. There's nothing going on here. They said nobody should come to the beach. And people are going to private all over. If you turn and look at the where the rubbish are, you see everything. So for me, it's terrible. Where the Independence Square is and where they go to private, it's not good. And so they're supposed to do something about it. And so if you look at the Asomdwoe Park and where the people are going to the private, my man, the big NSS should do something about it.
Let's celebrate independence in every sense of the word, from freedom to cleanliness. Join us in our mission to turn this field exhibition into a showcase of cleanliness and pride. Max Olagbagba for Joy News.
Well, the Kolekwote Municipal Assembly has expressed concern about the ongoing situation. The Municipal Chief Executive, Samuel James Niajay Taria, says the Assembly has partnered with the Ghana Tourism Authority to enhance the development of the area. He also mentioned that the Assembly will take legal action against individuals caught engaging in open defecation and garbage dumping on that land.
This has probably been going on over the years, but we are taking steps to make sure we bring that place to a level that the tourists that come there will appreciate even more. So there are a few initiatives that are in the pipeline. I'm sure when you got there, you saw that, for example, that's in Dream Park, there's some construction work going on. If you entered, you would have, that is Ghana Tourism Authority and ourselves collaborating to bring the place up to a level. And there will be places of convenience for people to use if they happen to go there. And then Nationalism Park, I'm sure you see the place ordered off.
Yeah.
So we are gradually bringing those places up to international standards that tourists that come to this country can go to these places. But this open defecation thing is has been there for some time, but it's not something that you people do it openly for you to see that something like this is going on. We often, it's after it has happened, before we do come across, and then we have to take steps to claim the place. But with these new interventions, it will be difficult. The space will not be there. The place will be properly staffed, etc., to make sure the amenities and things we put at the place can be used to promote this country. So I think the work there will be even much better. But like I said, with open defecation, often some people hide and do their business, and then we find out later, and then we have to clean it up. So one, through the Gamma project, a lot of the houses in that community were supposed to take advantage of the scheme to build their own toilet facilities in their homes, right? A lot of them did, but not every household. So we are on the lookout.
Right, so our in-house data analyst Kofi J is here with me. He'll be sharing some statistics on open defecation with us. He would also share with us a list of the top 10 districts with open defecation in the country. Kofi, what has your research gathered?
Well, Aisha, but first, which district do you think will lead? Will it be from the north, from the south, or where? Maybe the middle
Greater
belt?
Greater Accra.
Greater Accra, you think will lead? All right, let me shock you. So first, let's start with a staggering statistic. So according to the UN, 18% of Ghana's 30.8 million population actually practice open defecation. If you do the math, we are looking at more than 5 million Ghanaians. And you can see on the touch screen there, the total number of residential structures that we have as a country, 5.9, almost 6 million structures. 3.4% of them do not have toilet facilities. And if you look at the number of open defecation points across the length and breadth of the country, we are looking at close to 1.5 million scattered across Ghana. Let's look at the next graphic that will tell you the disaggregation or the categorization of this open defecation situation. So in the bushes and gutters, we are able to count, according to the Ghana Statistical Service, own data from the 2021 population and housing census, we're able to count 1.38 million spots or points where you find bushes, open fields, and gutters where open defecation is practiced. At the beaches, more than 61,000 of them can be counted. Polythene bags, this is, you know, practice that is mm-hmm. possibly common among
yep.
other people. 17,000 in Chamberport, close to 19,000, a total of close to 1.5 million open defecation points across the country. Now, we were speaking about the district that will lead. You actually predicted that a district in the Greater Accra region will lead, but surprisingly, it is not.
This will be in the northern region.
This is in the northern region. The Namumba North Municipal is leading with more than 25,000 open defecation points.
Wow.
And actually, if you look at the list, there are 10. These are the top 10.
Mm.
And 8 of them are all in the northern region.
Wow.
Just one in the Greater Accra region, which is Pram Pram, and Ningo Pram Pram, and then K2 South. In the Volta region. So it tells you how pronounced the situation is in the northern part of the country. So we decided to do more disaggregation to look at the top 10, looking at the beaches, because it's important. Maxwell's report, actually cites that, absolutely. Yeah. So the Fantaman Municipal is number one, 5.7K open defecation spots that we can actually count, followed by Jomoro. There's K2 South against Shama, Gomua West, and the last one being Ewutu Senya. These are the top 10. It means that if you stretch
them are from the central region.
The central region, yes. Okay. You hardly find, I think, Greater Accra is leading anyway. Adan West, Adan East, and there's TMA, which is Tema, over 2,000, open defecation point. Let's look at the last one, which has to do with the other, ranking. Let's look at the last slide that tells you the open defecation point along municipal.
This is the last one,
but we put a spotlight on Kole Klote. I always have to mess up.
Yes,
there are currently about 200 open defecation points,
mm.
and if you look at it or you count it across the beaches, you can count more than 20 of them,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is the one we highlighted in Maxwell's report. So across the length and breadth of the country, open defecation spots at more than 1.4 million. And majority of them are concentrated in the northern region. In the top 10, you have about 8 districts coming from the northern part of the country. Aisha.
Very interesting revelation. Well, I've been joined by Engineer Solomon Noy. He is head of the Waste Management Department of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly. I'm grateful for your time, Mr. Solomon Noy. Has this situation come to your notice?
Yes, thank you very much. Certainly, yes. As much as we are trying to promote household toilet facilities through the Gamma project and the World Bank, there are some who are not taking advantage of this laudable program to be able to enroll. And certainly, the program, as we speak, is currently on suspension. It is rather focusing on the Ashanti region for now. But we also want to use the Assembly's bylaws to make sure that despite the Gamma project being put on hold, definitely they must comply to make sure every household has a toilet facility. But be it as it may, we exceeded the target for the Gamma project in time. So that is to say that a lot of people took advantage, but just there are few ones that did not take advantage. So We hope to beef it up through law enforcement. Thank you.
I know that the AMA has a policy of, for some time now, you launched that policy where you were inspecting houses without toilet facilities. How, what's the status of that program?
Yeah, it's still ongoing. It's still ongoing, like I said, but very soon, we'll be having a sanitation court that will be commissioned in our jurisdiction. We used to have them, but with the split of AMA into other submetros that became autonomous and municipals on their own, we found out that the traveling distance from Accra to the cause at large. In other areas was a bit of a disadvantage. And some of these operations, we need to have the cause right within our vicinity. So very soon, plans are far advanced so that I'm sure by next month or so, we should have our sanitation court, which will be situated at the old AMA head office behind or adjacent to the Bank of Ghana. And definitely, all the cases will be rapidly prosecuted. But the current program is still ongoing to make sure that we inspect homes and houses to ensure that they have toilet facilities.
So let's look at generally dealing with filth in Accra. What's the plan?
Yes, so it's good that you situate the discussion in the right perspective. So if you wouldn't mind, I want to take Accra's topography. Accra is low lying. If I say Accra, I'm talking about the AMA, Kwalikulote, Dablekuma, all those along the beaches. And by default, all the secondary and tertiary drains upstream, if I say secondary and tertiary, they are the drains that are connecting houses and other roofs, and they all empty into storm drains. And most of the storm drains use the Odo River and some other river bodies as their final outfall. And because they are low-lying, we are low-lying and somewhere below sea level, currently, in terms of our waste management practices, despite the combination of public-private partnerships we have and the logistics that has been put in place, it is currently inadequate to the extent that we are doing an average of about 70% waste collection every day within the entire city of Accra, spanning from Amasaman all the way down to AMA itself. So you find out that there is a staggering 30% of uncollected waste that is happening upstream on a daily basis. And if you have to look, on the average, the sanitation ministry has it, or if you can check data from their end, we are generating close to more than 5,000 metric tons of municipal solid waste every single day within the greater Accra metropolitan area. So 30% of this, if it's left uncollected as a result of inadequate infrastructure and logistics, it gives you an idea about the quantum of waste that will be collected into these storm drains that I'm talking about. And unfortunately, they all find their way through the Odo to the Kole Lagoon, to the Lapa, and then all over into the sea. And that is how we are overwhelmed by it, so no matter how hard we try. To make the situation worse, currently, I mean, you can't say we are the true police, all right. But our wings have been clipped. It has been clipped to the extent that even though municipalities have been carved out, the bulk of the waste, such as Agbogbloshie Market, Enclave, Makola Market, Enclave, Katamantu Market, Enclave, these are major waste generation centers. And they are all left within the greater Accra. And unfortunately, we are faced with the issue of raking in revenue to be able to handle the situation. So if you ask me, this is the current perspective, and most often than not, we are also handicapped. Currently, through the local government ministry, by the national sanitation policy, we are supposed to be about 20% equipped. We are supposed to be having 20% capacity in-house at an assembly to be able to take care of some of these public spaces when it comes to waste management. But as we speak, we cannot even put up 5% capacity. Thanks to the sanitation ministry, we've been able to get some equipment delivered to us, such as the refuse compaction truck one, and then some other PPE, and we are expecting some more trucks.
So until you get the 20% equipment, we are going to remain this way?
Yeah, you find out that currently we are operating what we call the fee-based collection and franchise agreement, where we have outsourced waste collection and transportation to third-party companies such as the Zoom Lions, the Jacores, the Jason Lewis, and what have you. Currently, we have about 5 of them operating within the AME. But like I'm saying, we have inadequate infrastructure, and as a result, inadequate logistics, such which is the truck. But this public area that I'm mentioning, such as the markets and the big lorry park, we are supposed to take care of the management of that, because there is nobody you can hold responsible to pay for the services. And that is how come it must be rendered as a public good in order to up our game by increasing our waste collection services. But if we don't have the logistics to match up to that, that is where the problem is.
Well, this is a conversation that has begun, especially as we continue with our filth exhibition series. I'm grateful for your time, Mr. Solomon Noi. He is the head of waste management at the AMA. Let's move on to other stories. Vice President Dr. Mamadou Baoumia says 7,000 fire service personnel have been recruited by the new Patriotic Party government within 7 years, describing it as unprecedented, with plans of recruiting more. Speaking at the commissioning of the Fire Academy and Training School at Dwaya and Kwanta in the Ahafo region, Dr. Baoumia says government is committed to enhancing the capacity of firefighters to perform world-class services. Precious Semevo has more.
Construction of the Fire Academy and Training School on over 30 acres of land at Dwaya and Kwanta in the Tanonov district of the Ahafo region fully commenced in March 2023. The first phase has an administration block, classrooms, dormitories and a training square. Ahead of the commissioning, Vice President Dr. Mahamudu Baoumia said the fire training school becomes the third in Ghana, with two of them by the NPP government in 2024 to train recruits for firefighting services. He said the government is committed to improving the capacity of the service after recruiting over 7,000 personnel in 7 years.
It is gratifying to note that the Ghana National Fire Service recorded remarkable reduction in fire outbreaks in 2023 as compared to 2022. When we came into office, the fire service had a total of 8,000 personnel. Just after 7 years, we have added 7,000 personnel to the Ghana National Fire Service. This is an 88% increase. This achievement, spearheaded by the MPP government, led by His Excellency Nanado Dankwa Akufo-Addo, showcases the administration's commitment to enhancing the capabilities of our firefighting force to provide world-class emergency firefighting and rescue services to the good people of this great country of ours. The assurance here is that the MPP government is even more poised to recruit more personnel into the Ghana National Fire Service to meet international standards and ensuring a fireman to citizen ratio of 1 to 800.
Chief Fire Officer Julius Kuno said the training school underscores the importance attached to professional development. He expressed concerns about behaviors by some individuals that frustrate their work.
We continue to grapple with all attacks on personnel and advances as some business and therefore any public to cooperate as personnel are committed and dedicated to duty even to the peril of their lives. We also continue to receive calls for alarms from distinguished members of the public. In 2023, we received 691,591 of such false alarms. Such calls dropped or delayed genuine distress calls for it. Your Excellency, I am obliged on behalf of the entire service to express our sincere gratitude to government and assure you that this business equipment will be put to good use and maintain to prolong our life span.
Parliamentary candidate for the NPP in Town and Off, Dr. Gideon Buaku, expressed delight with the opportunities available in the school for qualified applicants in his constituent. Precious Semevo, Joy News, Duan Kwanta.
The National Food Suppliers Association has served a notice to the Ministry of Education, giving them a 14-day ultimatum to pay arrears owed them since February 2023 to avoid picketing at the ministry. They accuse the Ministry of Education of lack of transparency and equity in the disbursement of funds to suppliers. Joining us in the studio is a spokesperson for the Ghana Food Suppliers Association, Kweku Amedome. Grateful for your time this morning.
I'm grateful to you.
How much is government owing you? I thought the last time, Kweku Amedome, grateful for your time this morning.
I'm grateful to you.
How much is government owing you? I thought the last time.
Your viewers out there. Yes, indeed, it's true that last time we picketed for our 2021-2022 arrears, which was settled in 2023. And that's why we're out here demanding.
Well, what has been the explanation from government?
The explanation has been the excuses upon excuses. The reason why the excuses are a bit infuriating is that we noticed that there are some sections of suppliers under commodity exchange which are given preferential treatment in the sense that they seem to be taking the sequence at which they are paid seems to be regular as expected, as compared to others under the same commodity exchange and majority under Bafa Stock suppliers.
What has been the explanation and what's your suspicion?
Our suspicion, and let me take this the story back a bit to how it used to be. Under Bafa Stock, Bafa Stock used to do the largest share of the supply. So it got to a point where commodity exchange had to take 50%. And we thought that it rather was to improve the efficiency in the delivery of our foodstuffs. But it ended up worsening our situation in the sense that we later noticed that the mandate of commodity exchange is to bring a seller and a buyer together for them to do business. And besides, Bafa Stock has no experience in the procurement business, and the Bafa Stock has no store or warehouses. As compared to, no, commodity exchange has no experience and has no warehouses at all for it to engage in the supply business. But that has been given, that particular activity has been handed over. 50% of that activity has been handed over to commodity exchange. Bafa Stock, whereas, has warehouses located in all the farming communities and has the capacity to buy and hoard food in terms of harvest and then release them into the market. It does not only have warehouses, but has...
When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with two orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets, spicy or classic, for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Yes, that's true.
It can store a lot of water.
That's so true.
Wow, it has a walking tortoise on it.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
I can see S-I-N-T-E-X, syntax.
That is so true, my daughter.
When it falls down, it will spoil.
That's not true.
But why?
Hey!
Syntex was the first to introduce double layer tanks in Ghana. Syntex again was the first to introduce white inner layers in Ghana. Syntex gives you the biggest warranty, 7 years. No matter your water needs, Syntex is the answer. Syntex tank. Are you strong? Are you tough?
It's good to stay strong together. It's good to share nutritious meals cooked with Frital, a vitamin A fortified oil. Frital, you deserve a life of goodness. This advert is...
Across Africa, a new era has begun. Shifting our focus to a new horizon, connecting us with one purpose: to create and share opportunities to grow. Today, we are making a brighter tomorrow, built by our dreams and our energy. Across our...
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This...
Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.